What's going on, everybody? I'm Patrick.
And I'm Karma.
We're the products of public school. And most importantly, we're a show that's overly sarcastic, borderline offensive, with a touch of intentional ignorance. And we are here to read through and discuss all the dumpster fire clickbait garbage of the internet so you don't have to.
All right, Patrick, let's get right into this. So, it is election season, but don't worry, guys. We are not a political show. We will not make you
elections
listen.
Happened a couple weeks ago, and I know everyone's still sick of it.
We're not going to make you listen to more politics. However, there was an election. This is for a Kentucky town. And you know who won, Pat?
Who?
A dog. A literal dog. No, not a
was
man.
Was it a write-in?
This is an actual bulldog. He has been elected mayor of a town in Kentucky.
Seems about right, doesn't it? I mean, if he was the best candidate.
Wilbur Beast triumphed in a mayoral election of Rabbit Hash with over 13,000 votes. He became the most popular canine candidate in this town's history.
If he was the best candidate, I guess.
You got to vote for whoever's best suited to
He must
fill
have
the
been
role.
A good boy. I mean, what does that say about the other two people that were in that race, or more people in that race?
Amen.
Or 13,000 people like, nah, we're going to choose this dog. I want to know if it was like a write-in, or was there somebody actually running a campaign for a dog?
You know, it doesn't specify, but I would have loved to obtain one of those lawn signs.
Or just, I want to see one of the commercials. I think it would be hilarious.
I want to hear the dog in the debate.
Yeah, exactly. I want to hear what the dog's opinions are. I think you can make some pretty hilarious campaign ads with that dog.
Absolutely.
So I'm thinking maybe that's how they did it. They might have just put some stuff on social media or YouTube or Twitter or whatever, and it got people laughing about it. And they're like, screw that. I'm voting for the dog.
Yeah,
remember like the dicks out for Harambee thing?
Yes. Do you
it's
remember
kinda like that.
In the, whatever that was, midterms in 2018 in Las Vegas, people voted for the dead guy, and he actually
they
won.
They did that again, too, the election that happened a couple weeks ago.
Oh, no, it was this year?
A guy who died of COVID won the race.
Then what?
That's like in Montana or something. I don't know. I don't know what that means about the other guy. He just doesn't win. If they voted for the dead guy and he won, and he was already dead, that means you don't win at all, even though there's no one else running against you.
If you absolutely had to pick, you have to lose, right?
Okay.
Would you rather lose to the dead guy or to the dog?
I'd rather lose to the dead guy.
Yeah, same.
The dog, yeah, I'm like, well, I'm in the wrong,
what if
wrong
it's
job
a
field.
Super freaking cute dog. Would you still pick the dead guy? Or would you be like, you know what? It's a pooch.
It depends on how good a boy he is. I don't know. Because, I mean, the picture they showed was a Rottweiler. He looked pretty, friendly. I don't know.
But
I love dogs.
He wasn't
Who
cute,
doesn't
though?
Love dogs?
But the Rott wasn't cute. It wasn't like, oh, it was
Do
like,
you
that's
think
a nice dog.
You could have, say, if you're running for president and you had the dog on the top of the ticket, but the vice president was the owner of the dog, or not the owner of the dog, or the dog's companion.
Oh, nice.
And then the dog wins because the dog's so stinking cute.
Right.
And, you know, everyone feels safe around this dog because he protects everybody
it's
he's around.
It's a pit bull.
Yeah,
they're
right.
like, oh, he's
so
going to defend
the
me.
The dog wins at the top of the ticket, but the vice president is a human, and everyone knows the vice president's actually going to be doing it.
Man,
but would
I think
that be a way to get
something.
Ahead of something by putting a dog on the top of the ticket?
I think you're onto something.
Especially
then,
a cuddly and cute
like,
one.
Let's expand that to all cute animals. You
right.
could have
a chinchilla.
So a man with the VP being a bunny.
Or
the
a baby duck.
Oh,
a little baby duck.
Baby rhino.
A little baby turtle.
Yeah.
Something. Something super cute to get people to vote for it. Because
yeah.
if Kanye can get 1% of the vote, a dog could easily win.
Oh, for sure. And especially you get a really super cute little bullfrog or something.
Or you could get one that won the Westminster dog show, the number one dog.
Oh, the one that does the tricks.
Or not even just
one
like the
those?
Tricks, just like the high purebred one, like the best in show.
I never really liked those.
But I'm saying is that would
you
give
could.
It some credibility.
Oh,
it's
the resume.
Best dog. Yeah. Not only is it
mm-hmm.
the dog for the job,
uh-huh.
but it also won the Westminster
purebred
champion.
It's a what have you. It
right.
can do the weeble wobble little
So you
got
to groom the dog to be the next president. But you could probably
oh
win
gosh.
If you put the dog on top of the ticket.
I think we're on to something
Or like a
here.
Really cute baby.
I
Because babies grow up, I guess that
cute
would be a
babies
thing.
Babies are really subjective.
Because unless it's a cute baby duck.
I've met cute baby ducks are freaking adorable.
They
cute,
are.
There really isn't many ugly baby animals.
No, not too much. Humans sometimes.
There's freaking hideous humans.
There's some ugly
They're
baby
just
humans.
Disgusting.
Like what if you had a baby koala? You put that on top of the ticket, you're probably getting elected.
Baby giraffe.
Right.
Any of that stuff. Is there any ugly baby animals? I haven't seen a baby sloth. They're not.
I bet you they're cute.
They probably are.
I bet you they're adorable. They're babies.
I mean, even baby mice and stuff are really cute. They're just little pudgies.
Yeah, they are, but I hate them. They're still vermin.
But still.
They are cute, though.
So now we can totally switch gears. Get this. Firefighters, they are fighting to save people. The firefighters have rescued a man who was trapped inside of a dryer. Meaning a tumble dryer, like washer and dryer.
I mean, I give the guy who got stuck in there a little bit of credit just because.
Street cred?
I mean, haven't you ever thought about it as a kid to get in there and see what would happen?
I think about it as an adult. I've always wondered, is it like a roller coaster?
Right.
I don't know.
Will you hate it the whole time, or will it be exhilarating for a second?
Is it fun until the heat comes on?
Right, then you start sweating your ass off and you can't get out or something like that. You lose consciousness
you
and you die.
Can you really not get out, or are they just not trying hard enough?
Because I would think you'd just be able to put your hand right up and through.
Oh, wait, you're talking about the top lift.
Oh, even if it
dryers.
Was the one in the front, you could just stiff arm your way out of that thing. Or did
Punch
they lock?
Right through there.
Why would they lock like that, though?
No, it does lock, especially the front load ones, because you don't want the water coming out.
Okay, so that's probably the stuck one.
It definitely has a seal, but you can't punch through it?
I'm
Can
sure
you kick it? Oh, you
you're
probably
too busy
can't.
Spinning around in circles to even try.
How fast
I guess it'd be disorienting.
Spin? Is it like a tilt-a-whirl?
I don't think, especially if you put like 160 pounds into it.
When we're
I'm
done
sure
with this, do you want to try? Because you and I are small enough to get into it.
Oh, we are
it.
Totally small enough to fit inside of a tumble dryer. So, I mean, I kind of, maybe it's like a sensory deprivation tank, but not the opposite of it.
Oh, there probably isn't a lot of air.
You ever heard the stories about
the babies?
Not the babies, but the cats in something that gets stuck in the dryer, and then they're walking around like, "Who put the shoes in the dryer? We didn't put any shoes in the dryer." And you go down there, and it's the cat
or whatever, Fifi.
Buttons,
yes,
mittens,
yeah, Mr.
No!
Jiggles.
That would be so weird to be
but
like.
But how does the cat get in there and it gets turned on?
I don't know.
I think someone's lying. I'm calling shenanigans. You didn't want to drive Mr. Jiggles to the Humane
Your
Society.
Your bastard 8-year-old nephew probably put the cat in the dryer.
Yes, yes. So, anywho, this Essex County Fire and Rescue Service, also called the ECFRS.
Doesn't make it any easier.
No.
That makes it actually a lot
I think
more confusing.
ECFRS.
Essex County Fire and Rescue Service. So they're like, oh, for short, the ECFRS.
Where do you work? The ECFRS. And you'd have to enunciate it because ECFRS.
The ECFRS. Is that a place near Dubai?
Did you say you have syphilis?
Right.
No, said ECFRS.
It's the Essex County Fire and Rescue Service.
So they were called out to an abandoned laundry site, and they found three individuals who were all believed to be in their late teens.
So a derelict laundry site.
All stuck inside of industrial... Three. All stuck inside of industrial-sized machines.
You know where they went wrong besides going in there and locking it and spinning them around
but
is
how, no.
You didn't have a spotter. The three people that you had there, you put two, if you're gonna put two in there.
No, I'm saying one
and see how it goes.
One and will
you have to have a spotter in any situation like that. You gotta have somebody at least stepping back for a second, seeing if it's all right, and if anything they can help you.
So
all three of you get in there.
No, but listen, how do you from inside
turn it on?
Yes.
I don't know.
If there's only three of you.
To me, that sounds like there might have been a fourth guy.
That's.
And he was just like, peace! And then ran out and didn't know they got stuck.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking. He thought it was funny. And
he's like, oh, bye, guys. Kind of like when you steal all the clothes from people out skinny dipping and you run away with them.
It's now 9 p.m. and he's like, hey, guys, not funny. I thought you were coming to my parents' house. Still waiting.
No text back, guys. I mean, I know I was kind of being a dick, but I thought it was funny.
Yeah, just a joke, guys.
Yeah, so he finds out later in the news, like we are, that his friends got stuck inside the washer or the dryers.
All three of them.
But also, I don't think you're allowed to print this story without showing me the faces of these people.
in the dryer.
I want to know what
I
they look like.
I want to see the moment of rescue.
Right. That would be great. Because, you know how they always do that with the kids stuck in caves?
Oh, yeah.
They're always, the moment of a rescue. Like, I want to see the people getting pulled out of the dryers.
So you would have to be, if it's a top load dryer, you'd have to be curled around it in a circle, basically, where your head is towards your
feet. But I think we've come to the conclusion that they're the side load ones because those ones lock.
No, well, they all have to lock, right?
Well, the dryer, the one I have downstairs doesn't lock.
Oh, we are talking about dryers, not washers.
The dryer doesn't lock at all. Right. But the ones that are in the laundromats, I think, do.
Oh, you know what? They'd have to, so your shit doesn't get stolen.
Right.
So they were in an abandoned laundromat, which must have still had electricity.
That's another part of this that I don't get is, did they bring a generator? Or is there still electricity running in there? And if they, okay, so do they get in, turn it on, and then close the door?
But at my washer, my dryer at home, which is very old. We've had this dryer since we moved in. It's been there at least 15, 16 years. It doesn't turn on unless the lid is closed.
Okay, yeah, same here.
So
I guess they're turning it on, they crank it, they get in, and as soon as they close the lid or the door to it, it starts and it locks.
And then...
To me, there's still the fourth person that was there. There's no way they could have done this all by themselves.
There's genuinely no way you can get out. This thing is that tight locking.
And it's spinning you that fast?
You can get out of a trunk when the mafia steals you.
But you are spinning in a circle, though.
Oh, that's true.
And if you're trying to not get spun in a circle with it, you're going against it. It's just like knocking you around the whole time.
I think the front load would be so much worse because you're going head over heels.
And it's almost
nonstop.
Like a cheese grater effect if you don't follow it with the, you know,
whereas
the centrifugal force.
The top load, you're just spinning on your side like laying in bed, you know, but you're spinning really quick. The front load, you're probably getting really beat up.
How would you handle trying to get out of it? Because I would do it where...
Well, front load or top load?
Either one. I would put my hands and my feet to the side on each side to stabilize myself from rolling over.
For front load or top load?
Either one.
It's totally different. One has the...
Either one. I would still stabilize myself on all four corners like that. And then I would try to get a view of where I was going. And then I would just kick the living shit out of it until it opened up.
I don't think that's bad. Now, if it was the front load and you're bracing yourself like a Spider-Man on the walls, you're going to be smashing your head over and over again into the bottom.
I don't know. I think there would be ways out of that. And how did the firefighters figure out that the kids were stuck in there?
I have absolutely no
idea. It's got to be the fourth friend.
Whatsoever.
I mean, but the fourth friend could have opened it up on them and got them all out.
I'm totally agreeing that it absolutely must be another person.
This is why clickbait garbage needs to be read through all the way, because there's some holes in this story.
There usually is. Like, do you remember the one from Female First? We had read the article where it's like, get paid $80,000 a year to smoke pot. And we're like, that's interesting. And then there's no information on how to apply, who's hiring.
It was
where.
A targeted ad somehow, right?
It was just
It was absolutely clickbait bullshit.
So check this out. I just read on, is this Quora?
Q-U-O-R-A. Quora? If you know how to pronounce that correctly, give us a call at 248-716-TAP-1.
That's 248-716-TAP-1. Because if you don't tap it, no one will. Okay, so this says on this Quora site, or Quora, can you survive a typical laundry wash cycle if you are inside?
Oh, this was a question that was asked to this specific website, huh?
Yes, it actually was. This says...
that is not
that's
an answer.
An ad.
Yeah, that's an ad.
This says... If you don't drown during the wash cycle, you'd likely experience G-lock and possible death from the centrifugal force during the spin cycle.
You get so dizzy you die.
Washing machines typically spin at 1,000 RPMs or more. Any machine spinning that quickly with a radius large enough for you to fit inside the drum would expose you to enough G's to potentially kill you. That makes a lot of sense, though, because you're so compact in it, and that thing's spinning like...
And you're being dumped on with water, too.
Like, did you ever put a blanket or something in there, and when it's spinning, it's thumping?
Yeah, thump, absolutely.
It'll drive you insane.
That would be your head, though.
Yes, that, it, honest to God, would. It
well, so you can't
would.
Survive a laundry wash cycle. What about a dryer cycle?
All right,
that's
let
the
me
question.
See.
Because we're talking about being stuck in dryers. These kids were in dryers, but...
Allegedly they were saved by
the
heroes.
Firemen. Yeah. It looks like
I don't see any real tips.
We're gonna
on
have to
here.
Try it out ourselves then, I guess.
Yes, you go first. I'll spot you.
Yes, but we're doing it responsibly because we have a spotter. Just like autoerotic asphyxiation, if you're gonna do it, have a spotter.
Okay, if you absolutely had to pick. You either eat a Tide Pod or you go in the dryer with a spotter. Which would you pick? Now, you got to swallow the Tide Pod or you got to actually go in the dryer with the spotter of your choice. It can't be your mom.
I would take the dryer.
Yeah.
I would take the dryer because I don't know what those chemicals in Tide Pods
Christ,
are doing.
No.
Because, I mean, maybe we'll find out when those kids start having kids that they did something to them when they were eating Tide Pods. Yeah, something happened to your sperm count.
For sure.
Only the lazy ones survived.
Well, for example, Patrick, here's a man who I'm personally thinking may have pounded some Tide Pods in his life and possibly went through some washer and dryer trips because this guy tries to cook chickens in Yellowstone Hot Springs. So this dude's now banned from the national park.
Okay, so I want to know a couple things. I want to know if the guy was in the hot springs while he was cooking it, because that's a little weird.
This
because
says...
Because your balls are all floating in the water right there, and you're just, like,
wait,
steaming a chicken next to it.
You're not allowed to swim
I don't
in
think
it.
So, no.
This
but
is
if you're also not allowed
spring.
To cook chicken in there either, and this guy was just going for it. So, I mean, if he's going to break one rule, I mean, I could see him in there. What if he was in there skinny dipping while cooking a chicken?
How hot is it?
It's got to be hot enough to cook a chicken. Maybe that's why that they're even attempting it. I mean, because if you think about it, I might even do it if someone was there like, hey, let's see
if
we can
like
cook
a sauna.
Let's see if we can cook a chicken inside this hot springs. Just like I tried cooking an egg on asphalt before.
Do you think he did some research regarding this?
Well, he had to go into the state park with this idea in mind because he brought the chicken with him. I'm sure he just didn't run out of a grill space or he forgot propane and he's like, well, fuck it. I'm just going to put it in the hot springs and see how this happens.
The sit-go on the corner is all out of charcoal, so he's like, well, let's just drive 25 miles.
I figured we'd just go put it in the hot springs and see what happens.
Now, listen to this. This says Yellowstone is an active geothermal area with hot springs emerging at 92 degrees Celsius, which is equivalent to 198 degrees Fahrenheit.
American.
Now, the boiling point of water at Yellowstone means altitude. I'm not exactly sure
I don't
what
even
that
know
means.
What, yeah, product's a public school.
The stream vents are reported as high as being 275
Oh, there's no way he could have been in that.
Fahrenheit.
He would have singed his balls off.
Yeah, I mean, I know for a fact my bearded dragons like the hot end of their tank to be about 110 degrees. And that's just the warm end. And it's not like roasting. I mean, I'm putting my hand in to get the dragon. I'm not burning myself. But we're talking about almost double the temperature of the Arizona desert.
In this hot spring.
In the hot spring on the low
end. I would have
end.
Tried to poach an egg in there first before cooking a chicken.
The steam coming out is double the hot spring temp. So, once again.
I would have done spaghetti.
My bearded dragon's tank on the hot side of the tank is 110 degrees, okay? That is the same temp as the actual real desert. The Yellowstone part of it.
The vents.
Is, nope. The actual hot spring is 198 degrees. The steam coming out is 270 freaking 5 degrees.
Yeah, your hot shower that you can barely stand is like 90.
Oh, I mean, you might be able to push it a little higher. Oh, well, what is the temperature of an actual sauna? Or the hot tub?
A hot tub, I mean, that's variable.
Yeah, I mean, it totally does depend on what you like. Google is saying 100 to 104 is the average temp of a hot tub.
Okay, so 1.5 times that.
275 is the vent.
Well, I don't know. Maybe the guy was making a big ordeal about it, and then he got caught doing it. How do you get caught cooking a chicken in a hot spring by a park ranger? Was it Yogi Bear?
I've never been That was phenomenal, actually. I've never been to Yellowstone, but is it like
there's gonna be DNR everywhere?
Hot springs, or is it like one touristy areas?
Is there one hot spring?
Is there really just
I don't know. Like, that's the way he could get caught, is if there was one and you saw a guy dunking chicken in there.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm wondering.
Did he get to cook it to completion?
Well, this right here on Google says your temperature to cook poultry is 165 degrees. It needs to be your internal temperature.
Okay.
So you could most definitely, like, you're
fully cook a chicken.
You're like new wave ovening this in the hot spring.
It's like air frying it with all the, with the vents and stuff. Yeah. So you could totally cook a chicken in there. Is the question is, would you? If it came down to it.
Oh, if it was like life or death?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. I'd be cooking chickens in there, too. I'd be making ramen noodles out of it.
Frying up some onion rings.
But the thing, too, with those hot springs, isn't it a lot of sulfur?
Oh, is it?
I believe there's a lot of sulfur in the water because it's literally a volcanic hot spring.
Oh, you might be right.
So,
are there fish in there?
No, no. Nothing survives
in
that.
Seriously, nothing?
Yeah.
There's got to be some
form of life. Not in sulfurized water, no. And so if you put your chicken in there, it would probably be poisonous to you. And then you would end up dying. So, I mean, you would be like, I cooked a chicken. Here lies Patrick. Last thing he did was cook a chicken in the Yellowstone Hot Springs. And now we're here. Like, what kind of an epitaph would that be?
Well, this says,
man, he loved chicken.
It would be absolutely amazing. This says there are a lot of different bacterias that do live in there. But it's looking like you are correct. There might not be fish. It's
poisonous.
However, I saw that documentary not that long ago about, I think it's called, I might be wrong, I think it's called Death Valley Hot Spring.
Okay, I know what you're talking about. They have the same ones kind of in Denmark or something, too.
There's actual fish that have adapted to live in that water. The documentary, I believe, is on Netflix. It might be one of those.
I never know anymore what platform it's on.
I know. Well, you were just telling me about some kind of new app.
All that stuff we were talking about before about wish there was just something that put all of our streaming apps and movies because into one thing and we could just pick from them there.
It's so impossible.
Jump back and forth between each app.
I was watching a documentary for the past couple days, and I could not remember which platform it was on. So I'm scrolling through. I can't remember the name of the doc.
Right, which is the bad part about it, too. You're like, and they change the damn icons on everything all the time to trick you into thinking you never saw something.
So you and I had came up with the idea that if there was some kind of app where you could just link all your accounts and then
into one.
And then you could just type into it crime documentary.
And it pulls up all of them.
All of them. So the first one's an Amazon Prime. The second one's a Hulu. Third one's a Netflix.
They finally did it.
No.
They finally did it.
They turned
Google Play TV and movies into Google TV, and it's been pretty recent, about a couple weeks.
What does that mean exactly?
It means exactly what we were just saying. It puts everything that you have and all your streaming platforms into one easily findable little app.
No way.
And you can stream them from there. You can cast them from there. And it's my TV, man. I got a new TV about a month or two ago, and it also had on the new Google TV to it. It just came with it, and I was blown away by how awesome it was, because it was our idea anyways.
Okay.
So it was 100% our idea.
Oh, it was totally our idea. Go back. How many eps now? Maybe six,
a few.
Seven.
There's a few.
Go back and listen. You will hear us talking about this. So you are saying in order to access this, you need to own a Google brand TV?
No.
Okay. Then
If you have an Android phone, or even if you can, I'm sure you can download it on Apple's store too, but it's just Google TV now.
Okay, and so you just go to your
app store. And as long as you have all your other stuff already on your phone or on your TV already, it just incorporates it all into one.
Now, if you don't want the app on your phone, but you do have a TV that says Google TV as an app, you can then connect it all through there and not do it through the phone?
Yeah, I have it on both of mine.
Now, what kind of TV did you just buy?
Sony Bravia.
Okay, so it's not even called a Google TV.
No, it just has Google TV with it.
Wow.
Because all those other user interfaces that came with your smart TVs, right, I did air quotes, they're smart.
Yeah.
And they were the most
unsmart
UIs you could ever get.
TVs.
They didn't function correctly. It was just awful. It was slow. None of the stuff was on there. You had to re-download things or update stuff. Now it's just all there, which is pretty fantastic.
That is seriously freaking amazing.
Yeah,
it's good actually stuff. Learned something new in this podcast.
Right? Google TV. And you don't have to download it if you already have an Android phone or a tablet or whatever.
Okay, now
if you
wait.
Just click on it, it changes over to Google TV.
Is that different from the Google Home thing with the Chromecast? Or if I download Google TV?
It's all inclusive
TV,
with it. It's all goes together.
So
yeah.
Delete.
It's one universe now.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, I know.
So delete Google Home. Download Google TV. TV and
it should be fine.
Now wait, can I beam any of those things that I pick using Google TV to the TV?
Yes, every one of them. Yeah, and it just right from there.
Is HBO Max in there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so freaking
right, because there's
cool.
certain so I can user interfaces
the
that
HBO
don't have everything.
HBO Max app,
if you want to, yeah.
And I can also delete the Google Home app.
Well, no, you have to keep the HBO Max one because it incorporates that app into it. So it needs to know that you're signed in.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I know. Okay. Yeah, okay. But.
Moving along.
You know what? We're getting there.
Almost.
We are getting
there. It is
there.
By strides now.
Oh, my goodness. So, speaking of internet and such, parents name a baby after an internet provider in exchange for 18 years of free Wi-Fi.
I'd be all about it. I would name
serious?
My child after 18 years of free Wi-Fi.
You would not.
I don't know.
I
don't know. Is it Cox? Because the Cox is an internet provider. I wouldn't name my kid Cox.
I mean, but could you name it like Coxalin or Sherry Cox or
Coxie.
Like... Oh, Coxie.
Coxie Cleopatra.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yes. So a new mom and dad have incorporated...
Was it a T-W-I-F?
No. Yeah. Twifia?
Wait.
It's Wi-Fi A. So it's Wi-Fi-a, Twifia. It's got to be Twifia.
Twifia.
Right?
I don't know about naming my daughter Twifia. They needed to come up with a better name for their company first.
Two adults over the age of 35, and we can't figure out what this word is.
I don't know. We're an internet service provider, Twifia.
Yeah.
That sound good? I think the kids would like Twifia.
Maybe you could hyphenate it in a certain way so it's like T...
Wi-Fi A?
Oh, that's even worse.
Twifia.
There's no other way
that's
to say
Twifia.
It. It's the same thing.
I'm seeing Twifia.
Yeah, so
would you
they...
What about your son? Would you name it Twifia?
God, no. No, because the A is feminine. You can't go with the A.
Twifie would be the other way, because...
No, Twifie sounds like...
Twifie?
This is my Twifie. It sounds like you're saying wifey with a lisp.
Girl, I want you to be my Twifie. Come over here, girl.
So people are outraged, and the parents...
People are outraged? Who's outraged?
The grandparents, the...
I could see them being outraged.
Husband and wife's parents. They are saying, this kid's going to get made fun of relentlessly forever. It's not worth some
But he's
going
to be able to download anything he wants.
Oh, my
You think
gosh.
That they put restrictions on it? Yeah, it's 18 years of free Wi-Fi, but you only get 1,000 gigabytes of a service per...
But this is free Wi-Fi. This doesn't say you're getting
free internet. You know what else
has
free Wi-Fi?
It
Starbucks. Just go to Starbucks.
This doesn't say you're getting a free internet, cable, TV, telephone package. You're just getting Wi-Fi.
$1,200. Okay, wait. Say you spend $100 a year. That's $1,200 a month on Wi-Fi.
No, this is Pat. This is just Wi-Fi. It doesn't have anything else.
So
you're counting your expensive.
I'm just counting how much it is. So 18 years. All right.
Yes,
so 18 years. It's $21,600. You just basically sold to a company to name your kid. $21,000 that you only get. in free Wi-Fi. You don't get $21,000.
But no one's saying the quality of Wi-Fi you're getting.
That's what I was saying. Do you think there's restrictions and limitations on it? Do you think it's 3 gigabytes of download speed and 1 gigabyte of upload speed?
Once that birth certificate's signed, do you think they're coming out to troubleshoot for you?
No. Right.
Absolutely not.
I'm going to take this free Wi-Fi and I will blast your company on the internet that you're providing me with.
How many terms do you think there are? I guarantee you, if you move, they're not going to go to your new residence.
Right. Like, you have to stay in the same house in the same location for 18 years to get it.
And it's a lease. And your landlord threw you out.
You still have to pay for the router every month.
You and Twi-Fi.
You and Twi-Fia. Twi-Fia. Well, I mean, for $21,000 to name your kid something stupid for 18 years, because you know when they're 18, they'd be like, change your name immediately.
No doubt. That is a fact. They're counting down from the time they're 14. They're counting down.
I would have asked for a little bit more of a sweet deal with Twi-Fia. I would have said, hey, I'll do that, but you also have to pay for the name change in 18 years.
And throw in a phone and cable.
Maybe YouTube Music or Apple
Satellite
Music.
Satellite dish.
Right. Yeah. Give me Amazon Prime for those 18 years too. Something a little else.
Yeah.
Something, man, because it's only $21,000.
But what, wasn't it Domino's who was giving lifetime free pizza if you got the tattoo?
Yeah. I mean, that didn't work out very well for them either.
But people were getting so many tattoos, they had to stop it.
This guy's got 18 lifetimes worth of pizza.
But wouldn't you rather get the tattoo of the Domino's logo on your ankle than be named Twi-Fia?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would too. Because, sure. I mean, even though you would be eating Domino's pizza, I mean, that would be punishment enough in itself.
So let's say you bought one Domino's pizza for $13.
Okay.
Once a week.
All right, so that's four.
4.5 weeks in a month.
So $13
times
4. Are you
going
to say
52 weeks? Is it 52 or 53?
It's 52 weeks, but it's $52. So that's four. Oh, that's a month. Okay, do some more math here.
Public school.
Public school, guys. Product is public school.
We are trying our best.
Times 12. That's $624 a year.
Okay, and then times
18 years. That's half. It's $11,232.
For crap pizza. Or
you could get one pizza a week. For 18
one
years.
One bad pizza.
Or you could get two. You could get two bad pizzas a week.
Oh, because they got that $5 deal.
Well, I'm just saying to keep it up at both be $22,000 or around so. You could get two pizzas a week for 18 years, or you could name your kid Twi-Fia and get shitty internet for 18 years. It's the same price. I don't know. I would obviously pick the shitty pizza because you could at least give shitty pizza to
Granted,
somebody.
Granted, Twi-Fia is not your name.
No, and
so
I would be
you're
using...
you're not living with it.
Right, so... But you'll be reminded of it all the time.
But how much of a hands-on parent are you? What if you plan on adoption?
Or what if...
Oh, adoption. You never planned to keep that fucker to begin with?
You just send him back out.
Oh, yeah.
So you got Wi-Fi
you
for a minute.
You signed that birth certificate.
I would almost have... I would name my kid Twi-Fia, but I would call them something else. You know, they just go by Jeremiah.
Yeah. Something. And then they find out when they're older
that their name's really Twi-Fia.
Twi-Fia, and then they hang
Is it
themselves.
An ancient Greek goddess? No, it's an ISP in Britain. What? You're named after an ISP in the United Kingdom? Yeah. We got 18 years of free Wi-Fi. Well, how old are you now? 23. Yeah, I got nothing. got nothing.
Yeah.
It's just gone.
That is insanity. But this is also insane. Do you remember, this was a long podcast ago.
This headline already hurts me.
You see it right now?
It hurts me.
Do you remember the amateur surgeon? I believe the man found him on Craigslist. He wanted
to remove his testicles. Yeah, in the hotel room.
But the guy that we read about had already taken off one testy himself.
It wasn't an amateur surgeon. Wasn't it just a guy he met on Craigslist that as soon as he came over, he was like, listen, I want you to chop my balls off.
Well, it was ball because he had already taken off one and it
went very bad. Oh, he wanted to do it again.
Yeah, he wanted to get the full castration. So this guy, that is another amateur surgeon. This says two Oklahoma men are behind bars after allegedly, I think that was the same place as the last one.
They got the crazy death penalties in Oklahoma too.
Oh, do they really? Yeah,
they have it for everything basically.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, Oklahoma gives no fucks about the death penalty.
So investigators charge Bob Lee Allen, 53 years old, used scalpels to remove the 28-year-old victim's scrotum and testicles.
Is he a victim?
Yes, Pat. Yes.
Is he a victim? He's not asking for it? He's not asking for it at all? Because that'd be different, though, because the one guy that we were talking to about earlier was he would be looking for somebody to do this to him. Which is means oh, I don't feel you, bad you for that guy.
You are totally correct, actually.
It's a guy who's asking for it. Literally.
But at the same time, if you are a female and you want a boob job and someone mutilates your body, you are a victim. You're a victim.
I'll give you that. But if you're a female that wants a boob job and then you look up somebody on Craigslist and rent out a hotel room and then just tell them to put these saline bags in you.
You're stupid, but you're still a victim.
Okay, you're stupid and a victim.
Yeah, you're a stupid victim.
You're a stupid victim.
Stupid victim.
Okay, so... So they're both of these mugshots of these guys in there is now the one on the right, I'm guessing, is the victim.
No, there's two people.
Oh, there's two people.
Yeah. So this says Bob.
They look pretty happy in those mugshots.
Bob Lee Allen, who is 53.
And looks just like Bob Lee Allen sounds like.
He really does. He does. He kind of looks like a little bit Santa, like if Santa went rogue.
Sadistic Santa Claus.
Yeah, sadistic Santa. Oh, yeah. My gosh, that might have to be the show
sadistic
name.
Santa, yeah.
Okay, so he removed 28-year-old victim's scrotum and testicles during a procedure earlier this month at a residence in Oklahoma.
It's a house call.
So listen to this. Allen allegedly was assisted during the process by Thomas Evans Gates, who was 42. Cops learned of the castration.
Hey, Tommy, I need you to help me chop this guy's nuts off.
Yeah, we got
to
get these balls out of here.
He's paying us $50 a testicle.
Go get the mason jar. So cops learned of the castration when the victim, who had traveled from his home in Virginia earlier this month, was rushed to a hospital seeking treatment.
Oh, so he drove across state lines for this.
Yes, he did.
That's some serious stuff.
The victim told police that he met Allen on the, is this Unimaker?
Eunuch Maker
yeah, website. Yeah, because
eunuchs are the people when they used to castrate people back in the day. Yep. He's a eunuch!
And the amateur surgeon claimed
eunuchmaker.com?
Yep, he claimed he had... He claimed he had 15 years experience.
Oh, holy shit, with what, animals?
Let's keep reading. The October 12th procedure, for which Allen did not charge, he offered it for free.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
He even set up a makeshift table in his own home, which cops describe as a probable cause affidavit being an oil field bunkhouse. The victim, who was awake during the two-hour castration, said Allen had injected him with anesthetic and in needed areas.
Where do you just get anesthetic? I thought you actually had to be a doctor or in some sort of profession that uses it.
But wait, sir, this gets much crazier.
It gets weird. Okay, so this dude just happened to have anesthetic on him.
Okay, well,
he tells him to drive across state lines.
You got to start from the beginning. Okay. The guy goes online to
eunuchmaker.com
and he finds an amateur surgeon who's willing to do it for free.
Yes.
And
he says, I guess.
I need to drive across state lines.
Here, drive 3 states away.
Yes, but it's free.
So don't worry. Travel costs and all, but I'll do it for free. And then, if you come see me.
And then dude says, I have anesthetic. Don't worry.
And a little shack out in the back where I put a makeshift table so we can perform this surgery on you.
And the guy says, you're sure it's free? No copay?
Oh, he paid, all right. Oh, he paid. But
he paid his balls off on that one. Yeah,
he paid through the balls on that.
So... The victim, who was awake during the castration, and he was also injected with the anesthetic.
2 hour castration.
2 hour, yes, 2 hour.
Holy shit.
Allen, the victim, said that the doctor claimed to have 6 more clients on the way to have the same operation, and that he had a freezer full of body parts. Allen also recounted an incident where he worked on someone that he described as crazy and says he left the mail opened up and let him die overnight.
Okay, so now this is when you go, I'm not letting this murderer take my nuts off.
You are laying spread eagle on a table while this guy's telling you
has an exacto knife.
The last guy die.
Yeah, bleed out and die.
Bleed out. Like, the best thing you can do is smile. I mean, I'm very happy with your services.
Wonder if he
got to
pick the mood music. Wonder if he has, like, you know, an Echo Dot or something he was telling to, like, play some mood music while he was doing it.
Yeah. What would be your castration mood music?
Probably, I don't know, something heavy. It would have to either be, like...
Slayer.
Oh, you that are...
Slayer.
System of a Down.
System of a Down, yes.
You know, like, maybe that. Because there'd be a lot of screaming involved because you're awake. Anesthetic means you can't feel it, right?
I mean, I got anesthetic because when I had my son, I had only a 4-hour start to finish labor, so I was dying. They couldn't give me an epidural or anything, so they did give me some anesthetic. It does not mean you can't feel it.
That's what I'm saying. So the dude's just awake getting his nuts chopped off, and he has 6 more clients on the way, right?
Allegedly.
So that's what they're saying.
What?
Oh, I got 7 more people that are going to buy this car unless you buy it right now.
And the last 2 died, so you want this car? Right.
And yes. I let the last 2 bleed out on the ground.
Yeah. So then the morning after the castration, the victim woke up with a lot of bleeding called out for Alan to help, who reportedly replied, no ER, no morgue. After finally agreeing to drive the victim to the hospital, Alan allegedly warned the man that if he passed out en route or died, his body would be dumped in the woods.
This is what you get for finding people on unicmaker.com.
Exactly.
You get psychos. All right. Additionally, Alan told him that if anyone asks, he'd done it to himself.
That's crazy.
How did you chop the balls off? Did you do it yourself? No, I paid someone else to do it. Why would he give him up on that?
So then Alan and Gates were arrested on October 15th when they arrived at the hospital where the victim was recuperating. So
he came back to check on him?
Yes.
You don't do that. You don't go back to the scene of the crime.
Ever.
You don't, especially when the guy goes, it was him right there. He did it.
Yes. And prior to you showing up, the nurse thought he was batshit crazy.
Right.
But then they're like, see, I told you.
This guy's right here. They're coming in to see me. Do you think they stopped at the gift shop on the way in and got him like a balloon and
a
little stuffed animal?
It was the cracked out Santa in the puddle.
Yeah, right. Those guys, I told you they're real. No way, man.
So these guys, when they were arrested, a search of their home started and cops seized an assortment of narcotics, medical utensils. They also noted there was a bedroom with a deep freezer that contained plastic zip bags full of testicles.
This is this guy's thing. He just likes collecting other balls of other men.
Do you think he enjoys the chopping part or the collection?
I think it's the collection.
Right.
I do, because that's usually what it is. It's always about the collection thing.
But
he literally has a couple hundred manhoods in there. He holds the power.
Do you think you keep them together or do you separate them?
I would keep them together. I would label them too. I'm like, Mark.
You think you put them in the binder just like the sports cards?
Maybe. And I would put like an L or an R on them. So the one's left and which one's right. That way in case they get mixed up. Or do you think that there's just like a formaldehyde or rubbing alcohol inside of mason jars?
No.
Oh, no, they're in freezers.
Plastic bags. Yeah, the freezer bags. So
at least it was just, okay, this is going to sound weird, but
at least
it was just a freezer full of balls.
Yeah, that is true.
There wasn't like little kids or something in there, or they didn't find a head of an old neighbor that he used to, you know, live next to in a couple states over. So at least it was just balls.
And it did seem like these men really wanted that.
Yeah, you think that those two guys are friends because of that? Like that is the main reason they're friends is because they go nut collecting?
They are nut hunting.
They're nut hunting. Oh my God, Dr. Nut Hunter. I could not do it. I don't care, man. And especially even if it was free, I don't care. It's not something I'm going for.
You guys, just PSA right here.
It hurts when you sit on them.
No, not even that. Just total PSA. There are some things in life you should never get for free, and surgery is one of them.
No truer words ever spoken. Yeah, free surgery. I'm good. I'd rather pay somebody for it.
Especially eye surgery.
And especially with people that aren't doctors that you meet on eunuchmaker.com. Right. What you got was a meth head with an X-Acto knife.
Two meth heads
for the price of none. Two meth heads for the price of none at all. That's
that
what you got.
That is amazing.
That's what you get, and you deserve to be in the hospital.
That is phenomenal. So, see, we told you guys, we discussed the garbage of the internet, so you don't have to.
We got through some.
But you still end up learning something, and you've learned no less than four things so far. All right, but we got to teach you something else. This is a fascinating article, Ways to Deal When You Hate Your Partner's Cooking.
Without hurting their feelings.
I thought this was such a great article because...
I know a lot of people that can't cook.
Mm-hmm.
Glenn's mom. Glenn's mom was notoriously the worst cook in the world.
Are you allowed to say that?
Oh, absolutely. Barbie, she knows. She can burn toast, screw up macaroni and cheese, made the best Kool-Aid in the world.
The best.
There's an art form. It is an art form to make Kool-Aid, real Kool-Aid. And that lady... she used to have like 8 different flavors and 1/2-gallon jugs all in there every single day.
Now, do you make good Kool-Aid? Because mine has never been good.
No, it's not as good as Glenn's
Jell-O
mom's.
Shots are good, but my actual Kool-Aid is not.
It's not
good.
So good. My neighbor Dave makes awesome Kool-Aid.
Yeah, there's
awesome Kool-Aid
to it. Just like how my mother, when she makes tuna salad, you can taste the love that she made it with. When I make it,
the despair.
Yeah, it's like you
flat
can,
and bland.
You can taste. I was trying to get this done in 5 minutes.
Right.
That's
you're like, well, this
tastes
like you rushed it.
Mm-hmm.
So Glenn's mom was an awful cook. So
I mean, that's okay though.
Oh, we still ate her food, but it was still not good. He used to come over to my house because my mom was the neighborhood. Chef.
The
there.
Chef, yeah.
Everyone came. They showed up. Even if I wasn't home, people would show up around 5, 6 o'clock. Just be like, hey, how you doing? Is Patrick here? No? It's cool. I'll have something to eat. That's fine. Because they would invite everyone in.
And then in your adult life, you happen to move in with a chef.
Yeah. Neighbor is a chef. And it's great. There's no
qualms with that. So you're just looking for a free ride with a chef, essentially.
Oh, absolutely. Well, there's a few people that are key in anyone's life. You have to know a good mechanic, a party store guy, a pizza guy, and a chef.
Boom. No truer words.
And
right
a travel
there.
Agent, maybe. Someone that's a friend that's a travel agent.
Or you got to at least know how to use the internet.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Exactly.
So have you been in a relationship where you just didn't like something
yes,
they made?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And one of the main reasons I didn't like any of the stuff that she used to make.
Oh, it was one of those?
Because she didn't read instructions or directions. She just did what she thought she would do.
Yeah.
And then that doesn't matter about the time, the cooking of anything. She'll add some stuff here. I'm like, well, you know, the box or the package or whatever you're trying to make tells you you have to put it in for this and do this and do this. She's like, well, why does this come out all weird? I'm like, because you're not following any of the directions.
Ever. Don't understand, the Instagram video isn't real. They cut it and they edited it and they retake it.
And they put it in that 1 minute thing.
Right.
It doesn't take a minute to make this thing.
No. And you have no idea how many times they redid that recipe.
And theirs comes out perfect because it's a video.
Yeah.
It would not do very well if it came out shitty looking.
If you want to see the real finished product, just look up the Instagram cooking fails video.
Yeah, right. That's what yours will look like.
It will. It absolutely positively will. So this is suggestions, like I said, from yourtango.com on how you can tell your partner you hate their cooking
without
hurting
their
feelings. So the first thing, the most important thing we have to decide is this going to hurt feelings or start an argument? Because hurting their feelings is one thing, and all night blowout over it is something different.
Well, it could be both, too.
Especially if it's blowout plus grudge, where this shit's going to be brought
and
up for the next 6 years.
If it was a special dinner that they were making for a special occasion, and you just ruined it.
Yes.
Well, you ruined the food. I'm going to ruin your night.
Yeah, I will destroy you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But after I destroy the bathroom, thanks a lot.
So the first thing you need to realize is nobody is perfect when it comes to food, and not everyone's an expert. So,
Okay,
so you can realize that.
Yeah.
So can I. Okay.
Right. It's not easy.
No, it's
if it
not
was,
easy.
Everyone would do
there
it.
Is a box and you can read the directions, but sometimes
it falls apart during that whole section of you doing it.
Yes.
All right.
So the first thing you can do is you can suggest a cooking class.
Isn't that called a whack? right to the face. Getting chin checked right there.
All
right,
Pat. So I'm currently cooking you a meal. I'm searing stuff. I'm flipping stuff. I give you your plate.
Wow, you seem to be really into this cooking.
I am, Patrick. I just finished. Here, try this. I slide it across the table to you.
Oh, well, I mean, you're passionate about it, but have you thought of a cooking class to maybe, you know, round out some of the rough edges?
What the fuck?
Exactly. Boom, slapped in the face. I don't think that would go over very well. You could sneak it in, kind of. Maybe.
I can't.
If you were precise enough with it, you could slide it in.
Hey,
I don't
Pat,
know.
Pat, here's your dinner. Slide it across the table.
Have you thought of cooking classes? Right to the face again. Pow. There's no good way to suggest a cooking class.
I totally picture.
Oh, this is really good, but have you ever thought about actually going to a cooking class?
Yeah.
Oh, why? If it's so good, why do I need one? Maybe I'd give you some ideas or something.
Oh my God, sweetheart. This is the best thing I've ever tasted. What about culinary school? You like that?
Right, because that's actually not bad.
It's so good.
I'll give you a little bell on that
it's
one.
So good. You should go to school.
To refine it and get better.
And yeah,
yeah, right. So maybe that's a way you could do it. So there's a slight way you could do it.
See, karma helps out. All right,
you could also offer to help them cook. But what if you yourself don't know shit in the kitchen?
What if you do, and now they're like, "Hey, sweetheart, I'm gonna meet you."
Well, if you're just gonna do it the whole time, why don't you just do it yourself? I'm just gonna go watch The Bachelor again. Yeah, right. Slams the door, goes out. Kind of like the sound of like the Simpsons where they always run out of the room, slam the door, and the car drives off.
Yes. So, offering to help?
No.
Okay, but let's try to twist this into something.
Because what if you don't know anything? And that way you're just witnessing them just destroying a meal.
Or if you do, but their intention
is to cook for you?
For you, and you're...
Not having you...
My husband is the micromanager, and when I'm trying to do something, he will pop up and then try to tell me, like, why don't you? You should. You know, you could.
Why don't you do it then?
Yes, that's how I feel.
Yeah, well, that's how everybody feels
like,
when that happens.
You're going to stand there and watch me and
then criticize me around, right, and tell me what to do.
Fucking do it,
you do
bro.
It yourself then.
I'll watch you. I'm fine with that.
How about I just micromanage you while you do it?
I didn't want to do it to begin with.
Right.
You know?
Thanks for the help initially anyways. I'll just do it myself. But I'm doing it myself.
How about you mop this goddamn floor?
Right. They're going to micromanage that, huh?
Yes.
Or you could find recipes online together and try them together. So you could find Instagram videos and then try to cook them together, like in a competing, like Gordon Ramsay television show kind of way, or together as in like together doing it.
So she
in unison.
She just made a pot pie. You try it. You're like, oh, it's so bad. So you're like, hey, honey, how about
I try and make a pot pie
with you together?
Well, you just do it yourself then if you don't like my cooking. You can just tell me that you didn't like it. And another punch to the face. Yes. Right.
So I think the only way you could do this is not same night. You wait a couple days and then you...
Actually, there's a way to do it where you're like, hey, I just found this online. I was thinking about cooking it. Have you ever made this before? No, you haven't. Let's try and make it together.
Right. But you're only saving yourself one meal. Are you every single meal
going to have to look up something on the internet every single time?
Hey, let's make the spaghetti together.
Right. And just let me do it all, but
burgers,
together.
Burgers, honey, please, let's make these together.
I saw it online. I want to give it a try.
Oh, you're making chicken nuggies? Let's make these together, sweetheart.
Right. That's just going to, I can see through it already. You know, it's a very thin veil.
Yeah. No one really wants to cook together to that degree.
No, not really, because there's usually not enough room in anyone's kitchen. I don't have a giant island in there.
Oh, nor I. My advice would be if you really want to try to save the meal, wait for something important like steak.
Right.
And then make that the cook together. Hey, babe.
How are you about to fuck up a steak?
You make the sauce while I cook the meat. Something like that, you know?
Right, where you just put them towards
beautiful.
Their strengths.
You work on the corn.
You just peel the potatoes. I'll handle the rest of this over here.
Yes. Then we have ask to get takeout every chance you get.
Oh, you want to cook something? How about we just go get pizza tonight? How about just some Taco Bell? I know you're making Chinese food, but how about we just go pick some up?
The
no one wants to do dishes.
Bill has been super high, baby.
Right.
Let's just stop using utilities and get Burger King.
Because it's cheaper.
It's cheaper.
In the long run.
Uber Eats? Oh, you're making tacos? Uber Eats can deliver some crunchies.
And better tacos. It's cool. Don't worry. I mean, that's granted, the thing is they're going to figure it out pretty quick anytime you try to make food that they're like, oh, let's just go get pizza. Or you can ask them to taste the food first.
Wait, what?
You can ask them to taste the food first. Like, here, I made you this. But like, how about you try it first? What do you think? It's poisoned? Well, I don't know. It could be just shitty.
The last one tasted like it was poisoned.
Right. This one. I've had troubles breathing since then.
And then she's like, why are you talking like Batman?
Nobody ever was going to be like, you eat first. Unless it looks really bad. If it looks really bad and okay. It smells bad, and then you're just like, well,
let's try to figure that out in a conversation. So here, Patrick, I made you a grilled cheese. Enjoy. Oh,
okay. Have you tried it yet? No?
Excuse me?
Would you like to try it first? What? I mean, you made it, so you want to taste what it tastes like? Aren't you curious?
What are you saying? I made this for you.
Right there, chin check, down. It doesn't work. All right. So then we also have, at the end of the day, be honest and super sweet with your partner. Okay, so you can't be super sweet and honest with them if they're a terrible cook.
Do I look fat in this dress?
No, you make the dress look fat. Right there. And then right to the face. At the end of the day, be honest and super sweet with your partner about it. Okay, so they're like, forget everything we just said in the previous part of the article and just be like, you know what? It sucks.
No,
but you're still super cute.
Oh,
you're the sexiest terrible chef I've ever met.
Yeah. I have never met anyone who is as gorgeous as you.
And as bad at cooking.
Freaking chicken parmesan blows ass. Do you want to have sex?
You want to put it in your mouth.
Okay, so first you light a candle.
You gotta set the mood, Kenny G, smooth jazz.
Very nice. And then you compliment her looks.
Yep, and tell her how smart she is and how funny she is.
Walk the plate directly to the trash and throw it in.
I'd rather eat my own vomit and then throw it in the trash.
Rather eat you than this crap.
Yeah, I'd rather be eating you, face full of that ass.
You're going to watch her storm out of that house.
And then you're just going to sit there.
Faster than you can close that garbage can.
She's going to go get an escort and cut some balls off of people. I don't know, that's what happens, right?
So That was the
interesting.
Information.
It was interesting.
Which of those do you think was really the best in terms of advice?
I would think the one where you casually, I guess, bring up the cooking video and try to cook it with them.
That was the only
but
one
you, that's
that
not
I
sustainable
thought.
For 7 days a week, no, 52 no, no, weeks a
no,
year.
No way.
But it could help you get out of a couple of them.
Just how I said, choose that sparingly, though. Let's cook it
when you know it's going to be a disaster, then you pull that one out.
Well, the way I see it is if you're paying for the filet mignon, that's your day to jump in and cook it together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, if it's some chicken, you better just learn to eat before you get home.
Well, that's because my neighbor Dave became such
chef
a good chef.
Chef Dave. My Christ.
It's because his mom couldn't cook. So he figured out how to cook himself.
I did not know
that's
that.
Why. That's why he became a chef. It's because his mom couldn't cook shit. So, have you learned anything today?
I have learned so much, Pat. I primarily learned that you cannot cook chickens in Yellowstone Park.
You're not allowed
That's
to.
Not cool. People
and it could
do
possibly
not
be poisonous.
Like it at all.
I learned that eunuchmaker.com is an actual thing.
Yes, it
and
is.
And it's got people that are active on the site.
Next podcast, we are going to have to look into that
to
website.
To eunuchmaker.com. I think I'm going to go. I don't know if I want to put that in my search history.
I don't know.
Because they were like, why were you looking up eunuchmaker.com?
I think in private browsing was invented for a reason.
Incognito. Yes. Yeah. Oh, you're right. Sometimes I forget to do that.
I never do it.
But for this, I would totally do it. Mm-hmm. I don't want that in my history. Mm-mm.
I learned that in Kentucky, your dog can be elected mayor, so we now have our chance to get a political position.
Yes, you put a dog or something cute on the
I'm
top of the ticket.
A baby porcupine.
Because
right there,
was it
they
Kentucky
are so cute.
That the dog
it
won?
It was, yeah. Yep.
So, I mean, that's the way to do it.
And congrats, Kentucky. You'll never have to worry about taxes
well,
being
say
raised.
Well, since it's your dog, and he wins the race, mm-hmm. Does that mean you get to make the decisions for the dog because you're its owner?
Well, does it a mayor have like a vice mayor or something?
Or deputy mayor?
Yeah, a...
And that would be the owner then, right?
No, it can't be. It's got to be an elected person, right?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Public school. Freaking public school. Text us. Let us know how mayoral ships
go with animals. 248-716. Tap one. That's 248-716. T-A-P and the number one.
Because if you don't tap it.
No one will. And then no one will have the dog as their mayor.
What if the dog doesn't show up for work because it has a heartworm or something?
Or what if dogs don't live that long?
Oh, seven. Well, no, the average mayor isn't a mayor.
Four. I think four, it's 4 years. So what if you, if it's a four-year-old dog?
You're looking at 2 years
it's
max.
It's not going to finish max. Out its
you,
term.
You get that dog in when it's a pup. It's got two solid.
Yeah, right.
Solid
it's
got
to be super cute, so you mm-hmm. put it in as a puppy.
And hope it did a two-term good enough job puppy. To get yeah. reelected.
Two-term canine. Right. That's all you got to do. So that is all the time that we have here for this week. If you're bored enough, you can always follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Filth from the 80s. If you want to leave us a voicemail or a text message, once again, that's 248-716, tap 1. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button, the like button, the share button.
Leave a review, please.
Especially
for the love
of God, on Apple
please.
Podcasts.
Yeah, because
it's the only ones that seem
being,
to count.
This guy's a douchebag. Well, we just assume it's a guy because no female would ever do that unless she's a bad cook.
It could be.
Boom.
It could be.
She could make really crappy ravioli. Violi and she just hates herself and her life.
Maybe. Who knows? For Karma and myself, we apologize for everything and we will see you
we
next
sure
week.
We will. Definitely. Peace. Don't get behind the scenes castrations.
Unicmaker.com is going
castration
in.
Is not.
It's going into the computer to find
everyone
out.
Everyone that I know that's wanted to get one, it hasn't turned out.
Do you think
yet,
it's just so. Like more of an aerodynamic thing when you don't have balls?
Oh, Christ, yes.
Well, maybe. He just wants it to be like just kind of.
What about that little runner dude with the little legs that killed his girlfriend? What's that guy's name?
Oh,
You know who I'm talking about.
Oscar Pistorius.
Yes! He probably had a cellmate.
Oh, you're right. And a